Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today, and we are with Liz Cooney. And Liz Cooney is, an Iowa native who went away for a while and did some good work and then came back and is now, get this, the new learning specialist at Taro International. Liz, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
That is a very familiar name for folks in central Iowa, so let's just put it out there. And who are your parents, Liz Cooney?
I am guilty. Molly and Kevin.
Yeah, Molly and Kevin Cooney, of course. Hi, guys. I hope you're doing all right. So everywhere you go, people say, are you? But you look just like your father. So, and we will have the photograph up on the radio blog so you can see that. Well, what are you doing? Well, first of all, how did you get here to Taro International?
Well, I think it's kind of a fun story just because it did happen organically. I wasn't necessarily looking for this specifically, but I came to the Des Moines area after being gone for a while and was helping out at a nonprofit, IRIS, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service.
Really?
Yep.
I know those folks too.
I know. You know everybody.
Gee.
So through that, I met Wayne Bruins, who obviously is very connected and is one of the Taro trainers.
Right.
He was telling me that he does interpersonal skills, public speaking, training, all this work. And I said, that's what I studied. That's what I got my degrees in, and was very interested. So he got me connected with Deb Renner.
Right.
And we talked, and I attended one of their trainings and loved how they did it. And so actually they ended up, over several conversations, creating this position. And they had been thinking about it for a long time in terms of succession planning and kind of what are the biggest needs as our society changes.
Right.
And so the learning specialist role really entails a lot of filling the gaps and supporting different aspects of the business.
So Taro International, ladies and gentlemen, and you should know this, is this learning a facility. It's gigantic. They've been doing this for a number of years, almost 20, I think, and across the United States and other countries, where they assist people in a whole host of endeavors to make their career path a bit easier, or at least a bit more educated, and everything from speaking skills to interpersonal skills, what we used to call maybe soft skills that are out there. So you're supporting then the trainers?
Yes. So I do a little bit of everything. I facilitate the trainings myself. I'm in the classroom and teaching the skills and helping clients in that regard. I'm also supporting the trainers in terms of internally helping make sure that logistically everything's set up and that they have everything that they need to do their job, along with a bunch of other team members that help with that.
And why is that important?
Oh, there's so much that goes in to a training that people don't even realize.
Right.
Behind the scenes. It's a lot of setup, communicating with the clients on what their needs are, what our trainers need in order to be successful in their job. And then also the overall development, both of systems on the operations side and learning resources. So ongoing learning resources, whether that's research articles, keeping up to date on what's current in different industries and with these skills and how they can be beneficial in graduates of Taro programs.
Because at the end of the day, your customer, whether they be individuals or whether they be corporations out there that are hiring Taro to help train, it becomes very important that you do everything well.
Absolutely.
And at the end result is what they've expected.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Her name is Liz Cooney, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Taro International. She is the new learning specialist. It's a great name. And speaking of learning, you had to do a little learning before you got this. Tell us about the school stuff.
Yeah. Well, I went to the University of Northern Iowa.
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. And I studied communication and community development. while I was there. I eventually went back to school about 8 years after earning my bachelor's and got a degree at Syracuse University in communication and rhetoric.
Rhetoric. Define that.
So most people simplify it as the art of persuasion.
There you go. And which would work well here, because I think one of the modules that is through Tarot is in sales
right.
And also how to convince people, how to be effective communicator, and get your ideas across in a logical way.
Yeah, a lot of people have this misconception that rhetoric is manipulative. But when you think about sales and really anybody who is trying to influence somebody in their life, whether that's to get your employee to show up on time or to improve their performance, it really requires those interpersonal skills to be able to handle those conversations in an effective way that continues to build trust and establish an ongoing working relationship. So rhetoric, it comes into play all the time. And it's not just when we hear political speeches. Really, any form of communication is an act of persuasion when you think about it.
It is, because even in your private life, you know,
yeah.
particularly in your private life. So all of these tools, and by the way, a tarot does give you the tools in which you can succeed when you're learning through any of their modules. What do you like the best so far?
About tarot?
About tarot. Sure. Why not?
I think I love really getting to know all the industries that are not just here locally, but around the country. I know I'm an expert in what I do, but it is fascinating to then give these skills to people and have them apply to their role, to their world, and to just learn how it is that they're operating every day. And whether that's in a big scale corporation or in a smaller nonprofit, it's fascinating to me the clients, the participants that we have to work with, and the work that they do. It's really interesting. And I love getting to meet the people and how what we are able to share with them is beneficial.
And I suspect that there are similarities. You know, I was just today visiting with an individual who has a company, and they're nationwide, worldwide, actually. And they go in and help people figure out not to stay in silos, like the R&D department and sales department and marketing department and operations, and make sure that people are communicating with each other. And so I would suspect that as you go about this task here at Tarot, you're going to find some similarities to that and other things that are probably standing in the way of success for individuals as well as corporations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to me, it really does boil down to communication, how you relate to not just your own department, but across departments and across companies, across industries. It's really, we live in a global society, and the more connected we are, the more these skills become relevant.
That is so true. So you went on a retreat with the rest of the tarot team, and I understand that this is all fun and games, that there's no learning going on. False. I don't know. Ro doesn't do anything without a purpose. So tell me a little bit about what that impression was. I mean, as a newcomer to tarot, this is an opportunity for what?
It's really a time for the internal staff to come together with the trainers and for us to learn from one another, both about the business, where we're at, where we're coming from, and where we're headed, and to just kind of share one another's talents and experiences. As a newcomer, I'm really just soaking up all of the background knowledge that people are on this team with. And it's great to hear about the different experiences people have. And most of our trainers are not doing this full time. And so they all have other jobs or they've come from other industries, and to learn about their world and how it relates to what they do here, it's just fascinating.
And when you take a look at how you personally fit into the matrix here at Tarot International, I would suspect that one of the things that anybody that is going into any business or any job that is out there, you have to align some values with between what you hold dear and perhaps what the corporation that you're going to go work for would hold dear. And that's great advice really to anybody that's out there looking for a job, is that the value proposition does matter, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us about your values and how they dovetail into Taro.
I think one of the biggest ones is integrity. Working for a company that believes in what they are doing and actually has the product to prove what they're doing is effective and successful. That you can cut corners, sure, but the end result's not going to be the same. And the way that Taro values people, both on their team, but also the clients, the participants, the potential people that are out there we haven't even met yet. And that type of high integrity, high standards, it shows up across the board in all that we do. And I definitely have that in my own life and outside of work as well.
Well, one of the things that you told me off mic, and I'll just go ahead and spill the beans, is that you went to work for the Peace Corps. So that would tell us that you have a real desire to give back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I am for sure interested in helping people grow and develop and also meeting people where they're at. And I think that can be a challenge for a lot of folks, because if you see the potential in somebody, but you don't actually know how to get them from point A to B and coach them or give them the skills necessary to grow, then it can actually be more of a frustrating experience on both sides. And I really believe that I can be of service to others, that my strengths can benefit others, and that I also have a lot to learn from other people as well. So it's a mutually beneficial interaction that I always strive for, whether I'm walking into a classroom or I'm standing up to give a keynote or whatever the case may be.
As you communicate with businesses and other members of the Taro team, and this is kind of a personal question, but I don't think it is at the same time, the lifestyle that you have with your parents, who are expert communicators, did that function any in your choice with rhetoric and all of these other things? I mean, did that kind of motivate you to say, you know, I understand the art of communication because I've been watching it with mom and dad for like always.
It's definitely in my blood. I can't deny that. I did joke with my parents while I was in grad school that while they produce the communication, my job was to critique it. So I spent many years analyzing and overanalyzing kind of the art of communication. And so I think it's really enjoyable to me now to take that knowledge and experience that I grew up with and just sort of become second nature in a lot of ways and be able to give that back to people who it doesn't come naturally to. And for most people, their biggest fear is getting up in front of a group.
Isn't that
speaking.
Something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those of us that do this on a regular basis, it's like, what? I don't get it. But they say that people have the biggest fear that they have is public speaking or getting up in front of a group and trying to facilitate that. They fear it worse than death sometimes.
Right.
I think it's fascinating. Final question for you. One of the things that Taro does is that they are such a research-based entity. I mean, nothing that they do is just, you know, they don't pull it out of their tuchus and say, okay, this is what we got going on. There's really some basic research into all this. As you look at your role here, and I know you're the new kid on the block, but how do you see the growth of Taro moving forward? Because needs of corporations and individuals change as our society changes. I mean, 10 years ago, who would have thought that we would have had such a heavy influence by social media? But that's all around us. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the future?
I think more than ever, interpersonal skills are needed. And as a member of the millennial generation, I think I can speak on behalf of how much our technology has both helped and hindered us in that regard. Yes, we are more connected than ever before, but there is something about getting up in front of a group in real life rather than doing some sort of online training or watching a YouTube video on how to develop these skills, when you are actually up there trying it and practicing it, and then you're given feedback and encouraging these skills and actually getting a chance to try them out in sort of a laboratory type setting, it is amazing the transformation that happens. So this type of industry, when we talk about the soft skills, as mm-hmm. you mentioned earlier, it is the key to success no matter what industry you're in. And as more and more of the generations evolve with our dominating technology, the people skills, they're not going away.
Yeah, they're not going away. And as a matter of fact, there was just, we had a news story not too very long ago. The number one thing that employers want, that they're requesting, that they are having difficulty finding, is individuals who can come to work and then actually communicate with not only their peers, but also their customers and with, you know, with management. And it's increasingly difficult as we become more, sometimes some would say, isolated in our technology. Liz Cooney, thanks so much for sitting down and chatting with me about this, and good luck to you. This sounds like a great opportunity, not only for you, but also for Taro. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, that was Liz Cooney from Taro International, a new learning officer there, and with a relatively famous last name for folks in central Iowa. We will have links to Taro International up on our radio blog. Well, that concludes another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Liz Cooney, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.